William Brazier. At the end of Terrier's Lane, which was the street we children thought the pleasantest in town, because of the old elms growing from the pavement and the crookedness when the other streets were straight. They were always at the lamppost round the corner, those pugs and pepperlins and in-betweens, nosing and snuffling for the latest news. Lived William Brazier with a gilded sign, practical chimney sweep. He had black hands, black face, black clothes, black brushes and white teeth. He jingled round the town in a pony trap, and the pony's name was Soot, and Soot was black. But the brass fittings on the trap, the shafts, on Soot's black harness, on the black whip butt, twinkled and shone like any guardsman's buttons. Wasn't that pretty? And when we children jeered, "Hello, William Brazier, dirty face William Brazier," he would crack his whip at us and smile and bellow, "Hello, my dears," if he were drunk, but otherwise, "Scum off, you damn young milliner's bastards, you." Let them copy it out on a pink page of their albums, carefully leaving out the bracketed lines. It's an old story, F's for S's, but good enough for them, the suckers.